out into the light, escaping the murk below, the traffic and fumes of the four-wheel drives taking children to one of the dozens of little private prep schools dotted around Hampstead. She paused again outside a dentist surgery. When did children first need to go to the dentist? She looked at the glass sign outside with a list of the services they offered. Celebrity smile portfolio. That sounded like something she could use. Turn back time treatments, even better. She thought of herself 10 years ago. Was it really that long? At university. Those Friday and Saturday nights, the late mornings. Nobody to feed, nobody to worry about except herself and the occasional flatmate taking the last of the milk. She caught sight of herself in the mirror. What would 21-year-old Charlotte Beck make of 31-year-old Charlotte Beck? Sleep-deprived, hair unwashed, and, she suddenly noticed, with a stain on the front of her shirt. She pulled up the zip of her jacket so that it couldn't be seen. They continued up the hill.
"Where are we going?" said Oscar.
"Where we always go. To the pond. Maybe one day we'll get a boat."
"What sort of boat?"
"A little sailing boat." It sounded a bad idea as soon as the words were out of her mouth. And then it happened. A flash of silver as the car passed her, heading down the hill. Too fast, she thought, and turned to Oscar and the buggy and Suki. She wasn't looking in the right direction, but she heard screams, and then a scraping sound, and then the sound of bumping and metal and then shattering glass. She stared back down the hill. She had difficulty in making sense of what she was seeing because everything was suddenly different. Nobody was moving, and the world had gone silent, except that a bell was ringing somewhere, a burglar alarm or a fire alarm. Improbably, as if in a dream, the silver car that had passed her was now wedged into a shop window. It was almost the whole way in. A white van coming up the hill had stopped in the middle of the road and the driver had got out, but he wasn't doing anything, just standing and watching. Charlotte felt as if normal life had cracked, and she had stepped through the crack and everything was different and nothing made sense. She started walking slowly towards the devastation and then stopped. She had Suki, the lead was fastened to her wrist, but she had forgotten her children. She stepped back and took hold of the buggy. Lulu was still fast asleep. Oscar was gazing at the crashed car, his mouth open, like a caricature of surprise in a storybook. "Come," Charlotte said to him, then awkwardly took his right hand in her left and steered the buggy with her other, which was also attached to Suki's lead. As she got closer, she could see that some people were just standing and staring. Two women had come out of the cafe. There was a postman. No, Charlotte mentally corrected herself, it was a postwoman. She had her funny red trailer and she was holding a package in her hand. Next, Charlotte saw figures lying on the ground. Why was nobody helping them? Who was in charge? She looked around. What she wanted was people in uniform to appear and take over and put up tape and tell everyone to keep on the other side of it. But there was nobody. Just ordinary people who didn't know what to do. Two young women were standing next to her. One had a leather bag over her shoulder. "Have you got a phone?" The women looked puzzled and Charlotte repeated the question. One woman raised her hand to show the phone she was holding. "Ambulance," said Charlotte. 999, call it now." She looked at the other woman, then gestured at her children. "Take care of them," she said. "One minute, I'll be back." Charlotte took Suki's lead off her wrist and gave it to the still open-mouthed Oscar. "Look after Suki for 1 minute. Can you do that?" He nodded solemnly. Charlotte turned round and walked towards the car. A person was lying half on the pavement, half on the road, splayed out. One leg was bent in a way that seemed wrong. Charlotte knelt down beside the woman and gazed into her eyes. Her mind was a blank about what you were meant to do. Were you meant to move them or not to move them? "How are you?" she asked.
"My leg," said the woman.
At least she could talk.
"Anything else?"
"My husband. Where's my husband?"
"The ambulance is coming," said Charlotte, hoping it was true.
She walked round to the other side of the car. An old man was lying on his back. He was staring up at the sky without blinking and without...